And when you think about your citizenship, as we spoke on Remembrance Day, on our service on Tuesday, about how a soldier makes an oath to his country and how he serves, our citizenship is far deeper than just the country we reside or were born in or that we swear allegiance to. In Philippians 3, 20 and 21, it says this, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself." You know, such an enduring, such a beautiful thing. You know, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior. So while we're here, we're exiles on, just as the Hebrew children are exiles in their own land for a while. We're often sent, you know, taken into captivity. And yet they come back and reestablish the land that God has promised. And we see that playing out today as they fight for their right to be there. We understand there's many nuances to all that and things we don't understand, but Christ has given them that. God has given them that. And we need to honor that. You know, our citizenship is in heaven. We await and will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. You know, it's a great encouragement, you know. It speaks about enduring, you know. It says in Romans 18, you know, that we'll never know. You know, nothing we endure can ever be compared with what will be revealed with to us, revealed in us, pardon me, at Christ's return. That's in Romans 8:18. That what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory we'll have when we see him. So we look forward to that citizenship, you know. We have a lowly earthly body, and it's something that while we're here, we look after, we respect, and we treat right. We also recognize, so we look forward to a new body. We look forward to a heaven, eternity, in a resurrected body with a resurrected Christ.